Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and in the London International Church of Christ, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of 2 Corinthians. We've already covered chapters 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, but going back to chapter 1, I noticed something that I hadn't quite grasped, I think. You see, in chapter 1, verse 3, Paul says, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ." And on he goes. This idea of comfort is a very, very important idea, and the Greek word here is paraklesis, meaning an encouragement, consolation, or comfort, and it is used as of someone standing beside another person who is in need of encouragement to encourage him or her when they are undergoing severe testing. And Paul's suffering was severe that he's referencing here. So the severe testing is not done alone. There is someone standing beside us. And then I thought, paraklesis in the Greek. Now, isn't the Holy Spirit the paraclete? And going back to the passages in John 14, 15 and 16 about the Holy Spirit, of course, we have parakletos there, used as of the Spirit, as of the advocate or the comforter or the counselor. So in John 14, 16, "I will ask the Father and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever," say in chapter verse 26. "The counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Chapter 15, verse 26, "When the Counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me." And chapter 16, verse 7, "But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." So is Paul thinking about that in 2 Corinthians chapter 1? Is the God of all comfort, this comfort that's with him, that's standing alongside him, is that the Holy Spirit? Perhaps. What do you think? Certainly, I think there must be a connection in Paul's mind between those two things. Have a look at those passages yourself and see if that might encourage you in your walk through challenging times, knowing that you have the God of all comfort with you, standing alongside you. We'll look at some more from 2 Corinthians next time, but until then, God bless.